Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Over the past 9 months, the physical silver market has once again shifted into a significant shortfall of supply to meet demand. As a result, the world's two largest depositories of silver have seen major declines in inventory levels. The London Bullion Market Association is the world's largest silver exchange. Over the last 9 consecutive months, the quantity of silver held in LBMA vaults has declined almost 22% to the lowest level in more than 6 years. The actual decline is even more dramatic. As of 15 days ago, the amount of LBMA silver not already owned by 13 silver exchange-traded funds and the private client investors who are customers of Bullion Vault and Gold Money had fallen to less than 325 million ounces. That's more than a 30% decline from 9 months earlier. The silver is not going to the New York COMEX. Silver in COMEX vaults is held in 2 different categories. Registered inventories are available to deliver in fulfillment of maturing commodity and options contracts called for delivery of the physical metal. Eligible inventories are not available to deliver against maturing COMEX contracts unless the owners elect to reclassify such holdings to registered status. Over the past 9 months, eligible inventories at the COMEX are little changed. But 15 days ago, there were less than 46 million ounces of registered silver in the COMEX vaults, down more than 42% just this year. Where is the physical silver going? Metals Focus India reports that silver demand in that country is soaring. In July, almost 58 million ounces were imported into India, more than 50% higher than in any month in the previous 4 years. Also over the past year, the bullion banks that facilitate trades in the silver market have also absorbed tens of millions of ounces of silver to cover their short positions. The current shortage of worldwide silver mining output and recycling operations to cover industrial and investment demand is about 10 million ounces a month. With worldwide silver inventory shrinking so dramatically, I anticipate major increases in the silver price over the short to medium term. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.